This is KUT. The ride-hailing company Uber released a study on what it means to ride and drive using their app here in Austin. The information comes amid city council discussion of the disclosure requirements for companies like Uber. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
It's hard to argue with the fact that Uber's chief advisor, David Plouffe, likes to spew numbers.
Here in Austin, over 50% of Uber drivers drive less than 10 hours a week. A third of our trips originate in East Austin. 50% of our partners here in Austin come from East Austin.
How many people are using Uber?
500,000 people. More than half of the people who live in this city.
How long does it take for my ride to show up?
3 minutes. No matter where you are, no matter what you look like, no matter what your last name is, you're getting 3 minutes ride.
All right, we get it. But while I'm sick of the data, the city of Austin
wants all of the data we can get so we can get a clear picture as we move forward.
That's Gordon Durr with the Austin Transportation Department at a committee meeting in August. For the past year, the city's been asking Uber and Lyft, what it calls transportation network companies, to cough up more data. They want to see pickup and drop-off patterns, what rides cost, and how long they last. The city's asking to have this information logged in 4-hour intervals, submitted to them monthly. But so far, neither Uber or Lyft has agreed. Council members and staff will take up the issue again tomorrow at the council's mobility committee. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.